I always try to chuckle hourly. It clears the brain.
I knew a girl so gloomy, she'd never laugh or sing. She wouldn't listen to me. Now she's a mean old thing.
Hey, we're back on Downtown. Yeah, we're putting on a happy face this afternoon. Why not? We're back from vacation. It's a beautiful day. And a terrific production is coming up locally. Penobscot Theater Company, their youth theater group putting together one of the great musicals, I think, of all time. That's a little bit of it right there. We're talking about Bye Bye Birdie. We are joined in studio by a couple of cast members, Nathan Maneker and Wells Mundell Wood. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you guys here. What's going on with, when did you get started? When did you begin rehearsals?
June 24th, yeah, I believe. Yeah, I think that's when we started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. And how many people involved? This is a big cast in this show, right?
Yeah, like 40.
I think there's about 44 kids. Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah. That's a lot of people. And
it's usually bigger.
Our friend Ben Lehman is directing, right?
Yes.
He's not bad. He's all right.
He's okay.
Okay, I guess.
he needs a little energy. He's so low key.
Right, I know. Yeah. It's hard to tell what he's thinking.
Yeah. Well, this is such a great show. Debut, we were talking about in the break. Debuted back in the early 60s on Broadway. Tremendously successful there. It started Dick Van Dyke's career. And then the film version, which was a huge success as well. You play the part that was made famous by Dick Van Dyke. You play Albert. Can you tell us a little bit about your character?
Well, Albert is, he's Conrad Birdie's manager. And in our show, Conrad Birdie is kind of this caricature of Elvis. And when he gets drafted into the army, his manager is kind of in this scary position because he has Conrad's got a $50,000 guarantee that Albert can't pay. So Albert has to find a way to continue making money off of Conrad so he can pay that guarantee. And so he's in kind of a bind, and he's got his mom pressuring him from behind as well to get that done and keep the music business going.
And his mom is, was it safe to say she's sort of the quintessential stage mother?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes.
Now, who plays Albert's mom?
That is Josie Gilmore.
Okay.
Who's right. Been at Penobscot Theater for a while. She's really great.
And Wells, you play Rosie. What's the relationship between Rosie and this guy over here?
Albert and Rosie have been together for 8 years, but they're not exactly what I would call a super tight-knit couple, I would say. They're very, Rosie is always kind of trying to egg Albert on and kind of wants more out of the relationship. The opening song is called English Teacher, and she's kind of singing about how she wishes Albert had done more with his life and become an English teacher rather than being stuck in the music business. And they do, the majority of the show is them fighting, not fighting, but, you know, arguing.
Yes.
So they do end up happily ever after.
Spoiler alert.
You'll have to see it for yourself to find out what happens there. Conrad Birdie, a great part, of, again, a caricature, that is, of Elvis. Who plays Conrad?
Lucas LaChance plays Conrad. He's one of the younger Dramatic Academy students. He just turned 13.
Yeah,
he's very good as Conrad. So.
And so the storyline is that they decide they're going to do this last blowout before Conrad goes in the army. He's going to go to a small town, right?
Yes.
And then on live television on the Ed Sullivan Show, he's going to kiss goodbye one lucky girl, a representative of the millions of Birdie fans.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And that girl is young Kim McAfee.
Yes.
And who's playing Kim?
Sophie Robinson.
Okay.
She's also, she's been doing Dramatic Academy for a while.
Isn't this her? I thought this was her first Dramatic Academy show.
No.
It's not. Okay. No.
One of my favorite characters in the show is Hugo, who thinks he's Kim's boyfriend, but then is completely horrified at the fact that she's smitten with Conrad Birdie. I love all their scenes. They're so much fun.
Yes.
Did you guys know a lot about the show before you got cast?
Not at all.
I've never heard of it.
Wow. Have you seen the movie since?
Nope.
No.
Oh, since, yes, yeah. But.
It's grand. The songs are so good. We heard Put on a Happy Face, but Kids, one of my favorites from the show, Spanish Rosie, is a great song. It's so much good music in this, a lot of dancing, and awesome costumes, too. Now, who's doing the costuming?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember her last name. But her name's Brittany. Yeah. This is her first year, I think, at Penobscot Theater.
She also costumed for Mamma Mia.
Oh, well, so she knows what she's doing.
Oh, she helped. She wasn't like the number one person, but she was helping.
Right. She's done a lot with the theater this year. She is incredible.
So when does the production open? When can people come see this?
Thursday. It opens at 7 o'clock, I believe. And it's also Friday at 7 o'clock. And I believe Sunday at 3 o'clock and Saturday at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And people can just call the theater for more information. Penobscot Theater, 942-3333. Go to penobscottheater.org for more information. Stop in the box office and see them as well at the beautiful Bangor Opera House, which... you guys know pretty well from performing there. And Nathan, you and I did a show together. How many years ago was that?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm 18 now, so it would have been 9 years ago.
Oh, my. That's not possible.
I think it is.
You have, you're all grown up and stuff now. I, of course, haven't changed a bit, right?
No, not at all.
Thank you, thank you.
Not at all. I think you look younger.
He's very smart. I knew that 9 years ago. It's clear to me now. That's awesome. And for anybody who doesn't know, too, Dramatic Academy, what's the age range of participants there?
It's about ages 4 to 20.
Wow.
So we have a big group.
And have you got some of the really little ones in the show?
Oh, yeah. We have more tinies than we usually do. We have about 5, I think. And the tinies are ages 4 to 6.
They get to carry around the We Love Birdie signs. What are they?
They're in a few of the big numbers. Specifically, like, they'll have them, like, on the lower risers so that the audience can see them, and they're very cute.
We have one tiny thespian that's kind of a featured player. She's the little girl that I'm singing to when we do Put on a Happy Face.
Oh, I love it.
So we really utilize the fact that I can lift her very high up. So, we have a very fun time during that song.
Ed Sullivan! I love that song. It's a great show. If you haven't seen it before, check it out. You know, if the folks at Penobscot Theater's Dramatic Academy are doing it, it's going to be great. These guys will be wonderful. Ben Lehman's directing. It just doesn't get much better than that. Now, who's the music director for this? We get that out there.
Stephanie Colavito.
Oh, my God. Stephanie's awesome, too.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's great. Well, it's good to see you guys. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for
having
me.
Thank you so much.
Break Legs this weekend. Nathan Maneker, Wells, Mundell Wood, Bye Bye Birdie, Penobscot Theater's Dramatic Academy.